Chita Rivera had, in the words of one admirer, the fastest feet on Broadway. A legendary dancer, she delighted audiences in the big musicals of the day, Bye Bye Birdie, Can Can, Chicago, and of course, I'm not forgetting West Side Story. Rivera has a memoir coming out next week. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg stepped up to the book and the dancer.
Could you say your full name for us?
Yes. Dolores Conchita Figueroa del Rivero. Now, the rest of it is Montestuco Florentino Canimacro del Fluente.
Or you could just call her Legend, a title she has earned for her wow-making work in some of Broadway's greatest musicals. Rivera was in her mid-20s when she got her first big break, creating the role of Anita in the original 1957 Broadway version of West Side Story. Many have played Anita in many productions of West Side Story. Chita Rivera got there first.
I am the original. I was there with the first flicker of the skirt.
Other West Side Story originals are also legends today. Conductor and composer Leonard Bernstein wrote the music. He asked her to come to his apartment. A doorman escorted her there.
I nervously go into his music room. It was very bright, lots of windows overlooking Carnegie Hall.
She had prepared, learned every note of Anita's music.
A boy like that, kill your brother, forget that boy and find another.
He was so natural. He was so normal that I forgot who he was.
This young, unwealthy, unflappable Puerto Rican girl who grew up in Washington, D.C., showing the great maestro what she could do.
She did good. To hear him say, that was good. Oh, I mean, it was like saying it was great.
And he's the boy who gets your love and gets your heart.
Another legend, dancer and choreographer Jerome Robbins, directed and choreographed West Side Story. Rivera came to him from ballet. Robbins added angles and, yes, flirtatious flicking skirts to the show.
He mixed a little bit of jazz in there, a twist of the hip, a twist of the leg.
He was a demanding perfectionist. Rivera worked her hips off.
To work with Jerome Robbins was to have a father. You wanted to please your father. You wanted to do exactly as he described it. It was all about pleasing your teacher.
When the time came to make the first movie of West Side Story, Rita Moreno played Anita. Rivera was disappointed. But looking back, that 1961 closed door opened many new doors for her during Broadway's golden age. Bye Bye Birdie, Chicago. She got to sing this one and that one.
Come on, baby, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna...
Wait, there's more. Kiss of the Spider Woman, Tony and Drama Desk Awards, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, a Kennedy Center honor. Tell me, do you think you're a great singer?
Oh, no.
And all that jazz. Start the car. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold but the piano's hot.
Well, on a stage once, or YouTube now, with her flashing eyes and bright red lips and sexy shoulders, 90-year-old
Dolores Conchita Figueroa del Rivero
sounds as great as she looks. In her hometown of Washington, D.C., I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
And all that jazz, I hear the tar, the dip, is gonna blow the blues. And all that jazz, home.